You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Thanks, Amy. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors, and Land Pride attachments. Now, Vossi, every Friday we chat with Greyhound Racing. Joining us today is Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, filling the hot seat for Simon Orchard. Good morning, Mick.
How are you, James? How's things on this wonderful Good Friday, mate?
Oh, never better, Mick. Never better. Look, we're doing the heavy lift today, same as you, working on Good Friday. But here we are. It's a big weekend for racing.
Mate, it really is, James. Yeah, this is I mentioned last week when I was on with you boys that the Golden Easter Egg's coming up, and it's here now. It's tomorrow night at Wentworth Park. We've got 8 heats of the Golden Easter Egg. Following week, we'll have the semi-finals, and then on the 13th of April, we'll have the grand final, which is worth $350,000 to the winner. But as I said, those heats come up tomorrow night. We've drawn 62 dogs all up, and there's some really classy dogs in these heats. A lot of Victorians have made the trip north for the series, as they often do, and they'll be hard to beat, but the local dogs will handle it pretty well, and we think it'll be a great night's racing tomorrow night at Wentworth Park. Kickoff's just after 6 o'clock, and there's 8 heats, and the first of those is race 3 at 6:44.
Right, Mick, we had the pleasure of having Paul Ambrosoli on the program yesterday in our Throwback Thursday segment. Voice of Greyhounds. James, never had a day off. 40 years of calling, never had a day off. So,
really?
Yeah, amazing. They turned up to work and was doing dog calling six nights a week. What's your opinion, Mick, on the great callers of your sport? Paul Ambrosoli, one of a kind, wasn't he?
Oh, mate, absolutely, Vossi. Total legend and could call any sport as well. Yeah, could call football as he did, could call the races as he often did as well and filled in for that. But there's so many great stories about PA. There's one that I remember hearing that he was at Dapto, and this is pre-Sky Channel, and he was down in the betting ring chatting with some friends as he often did and actually missed the start of the race. So he asked someone how the race had panned out, got it down pat, worked out how long the race would have taken, went up to the caller's box, said to 2KY as it was then, okay, come to me now. Moving into the boxes, about to jump here in race whatever at Dapto, and then called the race as it was run, almost to the exact tenth of a second. Incredible story.
That's ridiculous.
But that's what he was like. He was like, absolute legend, PA. There'll never be another one like him.
No, great voice. It was a real pleasure having him on the program yesterday. Could we see an Easter miracle on Sunday night at Richmond? Mate, Easter Sunday.
Well, it should be, that's for sure. There's a race at Richmond tomorrow night. It's called the Fat Pizza Easter Miracle Maiden. Now, Fat Pizza is a dog. It is having its 100th start tomorrow night in that race. It is yet to win a race. So it's 99-0. It has finished in the placings 40 times, so it is a bit of a money earner. That's never actually won a race. And I spoke to his trainer yesterday, Nick Kilner, lovely bloke, trains up at Springwood. He's only got a couple of dogs in the kennel. He's hopeful, but never confident as you can be with a dog that's had 99 starts for yet to win. But he said the dog loves going to the races. You know, people would think, oh, you know, give it a rest, mate. You know, 99 is never going to win. But he just said it loves going to the races, hops in the car, tail wagging, gets to the races, runs around. It's not legless. It doesn't run last in all these races. It's right up there quite often, but it just can't get its nose in front to win a race. So perhaps on Easter Sunday, the Day of Miracles, this could be another one for Fat Pizza at Richmond.
Fat pizza. Like, we might have to follow that story up on Easter Monday. We'll have to do a little piece on that, I think. Suddenly we're on the fat pizza bus.
Mate, it'd be good to see it. Yeah, 101. Yeah, 100 stars, one win. It'd be perfect synergy with that.
What a story. Richmond Easter Sunday. Mick, well done, mate, from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. You've done your bit on Good Friday, promoting the great sport.
Thank you, boys. Have a good Easter weekend, both of you.
Mick Kelly there from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, right here on Breakfast with Vossie and the Missile.
We're here for Brighton's Lawyers. Vossie, unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's Lawyers. Now, this is your last chance to be in the running for our Club Med Caller of the Week. And I'm going to be a little bit biased in choosing this. So if you do call today, you've got a better chance of winning. Give us a call, 1300 01 1170. Lines available and we're ready to chat. And a reminder, Matty Johns will be here from 9 a.m. with the Morning Glory crew on the home of sport in Sydney, SEN 1170 a.m.